Let us worship God as we sing together in Psalm 27. Psalm number 27, this is our psalm, and the opening verses 1 to 4, 5 stanzas. In Psalm number 27, the Lord is my light and saving health. Who shall make me dismayed? My life's strength is the Lord. Of whom then shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verses 1 to 4. Now a prayer. Eternal God, we pray that as we worship this evening, we would have the confidence, the bold, assured confidence of the psalm that we have been singing, that the Lord is our light and our saving health, and that we would not be afraid of anything, that we would have the hope that the psalmist expresses and the desire to come before the Lord to behold his beauty, to stand in the holy place, and to know that in that holy place there is everlasting security and joy that is beyond compare, life that is everlasting, life of a quality of which we know hardly anything in this world, and life of a duration which we cannot even begin to comprehend, even in its minutest part. All around us we see change, we see death, we see day by day graves filling up, and we see all around us the cries of sorrowful hearts. And in the scriptures we have a revelation as to why these things are so, an explanation given to us of the sufferings of this present time and the sorrows of our world and that original sin which is the cause of all our woes, and our own sins added to it, adding burden to burden, and grief upon grief, and tear upon tear, and funeral after funeral, unending. And all around us we see something that is tragic in the extreme. We make light of it, we ignore it, we try to deny it, we paint over it, we smile at it, we put scent upon it, and we prettify our tragedy by calling it something other than its proper name. And yet in the scriptures we find a revelation which takes us back to the beginning of our race, how we came into existence and why, and how things were, not in a golden age of mythology, but in a pristine, innocent age of scriptural record, and how things have changed, and Eden is no more. Paradise has disappeared from our earth, and the door has been closed, and the bolts have been put in place, and the flaming sword. And out into the wilderness of this world we wander and sweat and earn our daily bread and death in the end. This is the picture of the scripture. Men mock it, deny it, and regard it as the height of foolishness and fantasy. And yet when we come into the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and we listen to his voice, he tells us that in the beginning God made man upright. And in the beginning it was not so as it is now. And in the beginning the tragedies began. And he records some of these tragedies for us. The flood, the days of Noah, the days of Lot, the tragedy of Lot's wife. And as it was then, it shall continue, and so be, increasingly so be, to the end of time. And as we look at our sad world, O God, we recognize that there is a soberness and truth and a note of reality in the biblical record for us. And so we stand in that great tradition of sinners, but we stand in the tradition, if we are believers in Christ tonight, we stand in the tradition of those whose hope is in the Lord, and that hope shall never be put to shame. So as we gather here again, we are conscious of the backsliddenness of the congregation, the backsliddenness of the denomination to which we belong, the poverty and the paucity of the pulpits, the incompetence of leadership, and we are conscious, O God, that we have all contributed, perhaps unconsciously, but nonetheless in reality, the grim reality, we have all reaped what we sow in the end. And so we give thanks that we are not consumed. And we pray once again for this nation of Australia in these days of confusion, in these days of brazen disobedience, in these days of sectarian offensiveness and aggressiveness, in these days of racial enmity, and indeed violence, in these days of political uncertainty, where our leaders say one thing today and something else tomorrow, no clear grasp of what the real issue is, and no clear grasp of what the only remedy must be. So we pray for men and women in high places to be wise. The scripture warns us of the danger of foolish leaders, and that when men with the minds of children reign over us, calamity comes, the scripture reminds us. We see it in the case of Israel. We see it down through the centuries. We see it in the present day. But we give thanks that the gospel is a word that is clear. It is a word of description. It is a word of prescription. It is a word of remedy. It is a word of hope for the sinners, a word of constant consolation for the saints, a word from the Lord. So may we listen this evening, O God, and be those sheep who hear, not the flock that doesn't hear, but that we would be the ones who listen and follow and pay attention to the details, and in practical living be increasingly conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. And we're beginning to read at verse 25 to the end of the chapter. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, at verse 25. Then he said unto them, this is the Lord, you remember, speaking to the two disconsolate disciples on the road to Emmaus. Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and broke, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they arose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and they that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. And so on. And we, of course, at this point, remind you of the notices. And the Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, of course, next Lord's Day, the same hours, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And the offering, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. The Deacon's Court, please, Deacons, note that we're due a Deacon's Court on Tuesday. We welcome any visitors with us, and the offering will now be received. And now we continue to sing in Psalm 27 from verse 5 to verse 8. Again, we sing five stanzas.
Amen.